Fashion Week, there's always been this big thing about should there be plus size models, shouldn't there be plus size models, size zero, not size zero. What is the trend coming up this year?
I mean, we are seeing a trend for more kind of, obviously, real kind of women. You're probably not going to see anybody above a size 14 on the catwalk.
But that's still massive compared to what you normally see.
Oh, yeah, it is massive. But the thing is, I find with the whole fashion industry, okay, you're starting to see it filtering through, but we've still got a very, very long way to go. I mean, I don't know if you heard about it, but in the last London Fashion Week, autumn, winter last year, a designer called Mark Fast put two size 14 models on the catwalk in his collection.
And it all kicked off,
didn't it? The stylist and the creative director walked out in protest, which I thought was disgusting.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, the average size of a woman is a 16. I don't know anybody who's a size 0 or a size 4. No. I don't know anyone. And to be honest, I would never advocate that sort of thing because it's not healthy.
If you got on a plane and went to Los Angeles, I'm sure you'd see them everywhere you looked.
Oh, probably, yeah. But for me personally, it's not healthy. And the thing is, you know, a lot of young girls, teenage girls, read fashion magazines, they go on fashion websites. And I just don't think it's the right message to be putting out.
What about the impact celebs have on plus size women? Because most celebrity women are Cheryl Cole's. They're all quite thin. Yes, you've got your best dittos, and that's great that there are curvy women out there, but 9 times out of 10 they are little rakes, aren't they?
They are, and I find it quite disappointing, really, because on the one hand, you've got your best dittos, you've got your Holly Willoughbys, who look amazing, absolutely fantastic. But then you'll pick up a magazine and you'll see, oh, such and such has lost. Like, there's one soap actress who's lost loads of weight and now she's gone down to a size 8. So it's kind of contradicting. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's great that she's lost all of this weight and she's gone down to this size 8 and she looks fantastic. But the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, they contradict themselves. In the one hand, they're saying best ditto looks great, but then on the other hand, they're saying how fantastic this lady looks because she went from best ditto size down to a size 8. And it kind of, I don't think the kind of celebrity thing helps, because obviously, you know, women and young girls are seeing these women and wanting to aspire to be like them. And like you say, the Cheryl Coles of this world are absolutely tiny.
Mm.
And when you think that the camera adds X amount of pounds, they're going to be even smaller when you see them in real life.
Here's a little question for you, Preedy. Do you know what plus size is? I actually don't know.
Yeah, at what point do you get to plus size?
I personally don't agree with the whole plus size. I don't actually like the term because a size is a size to me, okay?
Yeah.
You know, people in the fashion world say one thing, people in the medical industry, like doctors and dietitians, say something else. For me, I don't look at it as plus size fashion. I just think it's just fashion, whether it's a size 8 or a size 18. I'm not really into putting all, you know, people are very, very quick to label things, and I just think, you know, I just think plus size, I think it's quite, sometimes I find it quite insulting, because I think, well, you know, you don't call somebody who's a size 8 kind of small size fashion, so why should you call somebody plus size because they're a size 18 plus?
Although, having said that, we do call Cheryl Cole a pencil, so tit for tat, really, isn't it?
I call her tiny, because she's just so little. She's absolutely, she's like a doll.
There is always the petite section, isn't there?
Yes, there is the petite section, but I don't know who wears the petite section, because I'm quite petite, and it doesn't fit me, so...
I've got a friend who's so annoying. She eats like a horse, and she's like 5'6", size 6, and she'll just chuck anything on. I'm like, oh.
I bet she's got big boobs as well, hasn't she?
She has. She has.
God, I wish I was that lucky.
So what tips do you have for plus size women who want to be at the height of fashion?
I would say to do their research, because there are some brands out there who do offer plus size, but I find personally having some plus size clients that some kind of brands think, you know, that you get to a certain size and it's basically just a piece of fabric with the arms cut out and a neck cut out. It's like, well, just because somebody is bigger does not mean that they, you know, that they want to look as good as somebody who is a size 8. And I think sometimes shops don't necessarily cater for that. But there are a lot of online kind of companies that sell great sizes. I know that websites like ASOS are doing plus size and stuff like that, and they've got some great choices. You've got stores like Evans who collaborate with people like Beth Ditto, and they're bringing in ranges and things like that. And then at your higher end, you've got brands like Marina Rinaldi who do fantastic collections for plus size ladies.
The fashion world has been rocked in the last week and a half by the death of Alexander McQueen. Yeah. As a stylist, what has this meant for you?
It's so, so sad, because Alexander McQueen, he wasn't just a fashion designer to me. He was an artist. He was so innovational in terms of his design, in terms of his tailoring, in terms of the cut of his